The 19th century saw the publication of many literary works which document and examine Oriental travels, tales, themes, customs, and cultures. A most significant figure in this respect is Irish poet-songwriter Thomas Moore, whose epic Oriental poem, Lalla Rookh, influenced at least 26 19th century European composers, including John Stevenson, Thomas Attwood, Robert Schumann, Felician David, and Charles Villiers Stanford. Lalla Rookh is the story of an Oriental princess who is about to marry Illyris, king of Bucaria. This frame narrative is structured around four interwoven tales, which are told to Lalla Rookh, the story's heroine, by the poet Ferramores. Ferramores is in fact Illyris, her betrothed in disguise. Moore began work on the poem in 1813, and it was finally published on the 27th of May, 1817, the day before his 38th birthday. Remarkably, Moore received £3,000 from London publishers Longmans for his endeavour. Such was the poem's success that it ran to its sixth London edition by December 1817, and it was subsequently translated into German, French, Swedish, and Russian. Music is an inherent part of Lalla Rookh, which contains a number of song texts performed by principal characters. Complementing this built-in musicality, Moore employs a highly descriptive and lyrical writing style throughout. Following the first publication of the poem, many of the song texts were set to music by established 19th century Anglo-Irish and British composers and by aristocratic amateur musicians. During the course of the 19th century, the poem's overarching story and each of its four interwoven tales became the subject for large-scale compositions, including operas, oratorios, and cantatas by several European composers. Consequently, musical reworkings of Lalla Rookh are significant within the wider context of Moore's reception. Our lecture today will focus on the following four topics. First, I will discuss the response of European composers to Moore's Lalla Rookh. This will comprise a case study of Spontini's Lalla Rookh and Nourmahal. I will also provide you with an overview of the principal output from our research project, that is the Éireann online catalogue. I will then pass you over to Sarah, who will provide you with an overview of further outputs from our project, namely the Lalla Rookh online exhibition. Sarah will also discuss the songs and excerpts which will be performed in the concert which immediately follows our lecture this afternoon. In terms of large-scale musical reworkings, the German response to Moore's Lalla Rookh is best represented by Schumann's oratorio, Paradise and the Peri. However, when identifying musical reworkings of the poem, I would argue that the German narrative begins with the work of Italian composer Spontini and his appointment as Kapellmeister and general music director at the Berlin court. Today, Gaspare Luigi Spacifico Spontini, to give him his full name, may be perceived as a relatively obscure composer, perhaps a composer whose works have failed to infiltrate the standard musical canon. During his lifetime, Spontini experienced transient success. He was a source of controversy, yet he gained respect and recognition from his contemporaries, both musicians and critics alike. He features in the memoirs of Hector Berlioz, the prose writings of Richard Wagner, and in E.T.A. Hoffmann's critical writings on the aesthetics of music. During the earlier part of his career, Spontini was under the patronage of Empress Josephine, wife of Napoleon Bonaparte. His success in Paris began to peak with the positive reception of his tragic opera La Vestale, which brought him to the attention of the King of Prussia, Friedrich Wilhelm III, who first invited Spontini to Berlin in 1814. Spontini took up the position of Kapellmeister and General Music Director at the Berlin Court in February 1820. Just under a year later, he was engaged to compose music for the following. Lalla Rookh, a festival of song and dance. In this representation, Moore's Lalla Rookh was reworked and performed as a festival piece or pageant to celebrate a state visit from the Grand Duke Nicholas I of Russia and his wife to the Berlin court. Music, dance, and tableau vivant were used to narrate the poem's overarching story and its four interwoven tales. An examination of the musical and social networks involved in producing the pageant reveals the following. 4,000 guests were in attendance. This includes courtiers, foreign dignitaries, and their families, various ranks of nobility, and eminent representatives from the arts. The cast included members from the royal families of Britain, Prussia, and Russia, various princes and princesses, counts and countesses, and their children. Performers included court musicians, dancers, and singers, including singers from the Royal Opera. Other leading figures from Berlin's arts scene were strongly involved, most notably William Hensel, brother-in-law to Mendelssohn, who illustrated the tableau vivant. Prints of Hensel's illustrations were published in Berlin in 1823, and here we have a slide of one of Hensel's illustrations for Paradise and the Peri. The pageant and its organisation are comprehensively documented in an account published in Berlin in 1822. This account is now extant at the Lieperheide Costume Library in Berlin. From the account, we gain an appreciation of the level of attention, effort, and detail involved in organising the occasion. We also gain some insight into aspects of the performance. For example, the cast moved in procession through adjoining rooms across the entire third floor of the Royal Palace, which in turn was suitably decorated. Here we have an illustration of the procession of characters taken from the 1822 account. We can identify the main protagonists in Moore's poem, Lalla Rookh and Illyris or Fairmoors, sitting aloft. The Grand Duke of Russia and his wife were suitably cast in these roles. We also learn from the account that the orchestra or royal band was positioned across adjoining rooms, mirroring the procession of characters as it moved through the palace. One might well wonder how the musicians coped with this arrangement and how this setup affected the standard of performance. Nonetheless, according to the extant account, it was a perfect performance. So, what of Spontini's response to Moore's Lalla Rookh? Spontini was obliged to compose music for this occasion under the terms of his royal duties. Lalla Rookh was the first dramatic work he wrote following his appointment in Berlin, and one of five pièces d'occasion he composed during his appointment to the court. As listed in the slide, the composition consists of 10 numbers, comprising an opening processional march, five songs or romanza, which narrate the poem's overarching story and each of its four interwoven tales. Also a short vocal and instrumental interlude and three dances. A piano reduction of the score, including an option for harp, was published in Berlin in 1821, which no doubt facilitated the dissemination of Spontini's music to the aristocratic amateur. Repeat performances of the complete pageant were limited due to the fact that this was a festival piece specifically designed to be performed at the Royal Palace in Berlin. However, the festivities at the Berlin court did stimulate and influence further musical reworkings of Moore's poem in Germany. The most immediate response was that of Spontini, who subsequently composed a two-act lyrical drama with ballet called Nurmahal, based on the final and lightest tale from Moore's poem. Nurmahal, or the Rose Festival of Kashmir, was premiered at the Royal Opera House in Berlin on the 27th of May, 1822, and received 17 further performances across the three seasons from 1822 to 1824. Consisting of 30 numbers, Nurmahal includes reused material from three of Spontini's earlier works, including numbers from the Lalla Rookh Festival piece. Nurmahal was not particularly well received. During the 19th century, it was performed in Berlin only. In this instance, Spontini's over-reliance on old or reused material and his preference for writing in the Italian and French style contributed to the work's lack of success and to the composer's increasing isolation from the Berlin public. The following account was published in the Musical Standard, originally having been published in Deutsche Musikzeitung. The author describes Spontini's successful operatic works in comparison with, and I quote, those that he brought out afterwards, Nurmahal, given in 1825, and others possessed but little imagination or constructive ability and were but a re-echo of his former greatness, end quote. In terms of augmenting his success, Spontini does not appear to have benefited from the composition of either work, that is the Lalla Rookh Festival piece or Nurmahal. In contrast, the Berlin court performance of Spontini's Lalla Rookh firmly placed Moore within the German and Russian psyche, a fact of which Moore was well aware as early as the end of February 1821, and about 1 month after the court festivities. The poet-songwriter refers to the Berlin court performance in five journal entries, one of which, dated the 1st of August 1821, points to the fact that the, and I quote, Grand Duchess of Russia always carries about with her two copies of Lalla Rookh, most splendidly bound and studded with precious stones, end quote. It would seem, in this instance, that Moore's poem impacted more on the Duchess of Russia than Spontini's music. In terms of Moore's scholarship, Spontini's compositions represent the first musical reworkings of Lalla Rookh to be performed in Germany and in the German language. The first German translation of the poem was not available until 1822. Consequently, the Lalla Rookh Festival piece must have been reworked using an English language edition. Given Moore's popularity in England, the overwhelming success of the poem following its first publication in 1817, and the growing interest in Orientalism evident in 19th century Europe, it is not surprising that Lalla Rookh appealed to elite and privileged members of Berlin society. We don't know if the Berlin court was in possession of a copy of the English language version of Moore's poem prior to 1821. As Everett states, the work was possibly introduced to the court by the Duke of Cumberland, son of King George III, who was visiting the court at this time. In summary, this case study demonstrates Moore's influence on Spontini, on the arts, and on cultural activity in 19th century Berlin. examination and analysis of Spontini's music and the purpose for which it was composed enhances our understanding of 19th century European culture and society, while also permitting analysis of the various musical and social networks associated with Moore's Lalla Rookh, and more specifically, with musical reworkings of the Oriental poem. Further to this case study, which begins to assess Moore's reception in Germany, a principal aim of our research is to identify and to catalogue European editions of the songs, operas, and ballets inspired by or based on Lalla Rookh, and to make this catalogue of works available to the public in the form of a searchable online resource. This online resource will serve as a uniform catalogue, uniting sources from across 8 European repositories as listed on the slide. These repositories were chosen for the significance of their sources in terms of Moore scholarship and for the uniqueness of the printed music sources extant across their collections. Rather than having to search across 8 separate library catalogues for printed music sources associated with Moore's work, researchers, scholars, musicians, students, and the general public will now be able to use the Aran online catalogue to search across these 8 European collections. Our catalogue will benefit scholars working from a number of angles, particularly bibliographers, those interested in Moore reception studies, or the 19th century publishing industry. Illustrated on the slide here is an early draft design of the website and catalogue homepage. The areas in blue highlight the live links. I should also point out that early printed editions of the Irish Melodies and National Airs have also been catalogued as part of the Aran project. All sources catalogued were published during the period 1808 to 1880. This date range encompasses first publications for all works in question, subsequent 19th century reissues, editions, and arrangements. The end date of 1880 reflects the decline in national airs as a European phenomenon. We also decided to limit our cataloguing project to printed music sources only. To date, a total of 428 sources have been catalogued. In line with the theme of this lecture, I will discuss the cataloguing project in relation to Lalla Rookh only. 34% of the sources catalogued to date are for musical reworkings of Lalla Rookh, and this amounts to 149 sources, including some duplicates. These include printed vocal scores and libretti in English, French, German, and Italian, orchestral scores, and piano reductions. Individual song settings published in London by James Power dominate the catalogue, thus reflecting the demand for vocal music during the 19th century and Moore's relationship with Power, his principal publisher for the Irish Melodies. The majority of sources for musical reworkings of Lalla Rookh are housed at the British Library. However, the most interesting collection of sources in relation to the case study presented here today, that is, the German narrative in response to Lalla Rookh, are to be found in the Staatsbibliothek in Berlin. Extant amongst the holdings at this repository are 3 piano reductions for Spontini's festival piece, which include a number of variants, and 9 printed libretti for Nurmahal. The type of information catalogued from these sources was largely determined by our key research questions. For example, which European countries were most receptive to Moore? And what networks existed amongst the publishers and creative artists associated with these works? This information is recorded across 19 cataloguing fields and serves to facilitate further analysis of the chronological and geographical dissemination of Moore's work within a European context, while also revealing the extent to which Moore's poem influenced European composers. I will now pass you over to Sarah, who will provide you with an overview of the Lalla Rookh online exhibition and the songs and excerpts that will be performed in the concert this afternoon.